Well, I guess that's just part of being a woman.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's don't put this on the floor. Let's put it on the table.
Well, it's not, it won't get dirty or anything.
Let's put it on the table.
Okay. And Robert, yesterday I forgot to turn this little thing up right here.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't let me forget that now, because it doesn't record if I don't turn that up.
Yeah. Now, you even said here, I said over there.
Well, just wherever you want.
Well, you can hear my voice.
Yeah,
right?
Anywhere on the room.
Well, I'll get a chance to hear this one or not.
If you want to.
Well, I'd like to hear the, my son-in-law and grandson came down here. Well, they live in Detroit, and they were through here a while back, and they recorded my wife and myself, and she played the piano a little bit for us. And that's why they recorded it before they left that night.
Oh,
it sounded pretty good, but I got a broken voice.
Oh, well, I carry something pitiful, you know. I just have to talk my regular talk, and I just sound like I am just out of
voice. Well,
yesterday
I got time
at the house. They think I'm a kid. That's right. What's your
Now, you didn't say
he
had
put
the
light on. No, Now, the reason I got these little old books is I just thought it would be better to show you a picture of something and ask you what it is to try to describe it. So I've got a lot of these little kids' books, you know, little children's books.
Yes, ma'am.
And I believe they'll be easier for me to describe. Now, if there's anything that you want to say, like whenever I'm asking a question, he wants some free conversation, you know. If you think of something to say, go ahead and do it. He likes free conversation.
Is that right?
If you think of anything, we'll just go ahead and...
Now, this professor over there...
Dr. Foster, Dr. William Foster. Where do you go to church?
I go to the Mount Moriah Baptist over on
Baptist. Well, I'm a Baptist too, but he goes to the Methodist church up there with Mr. Butler.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know what they are, but they're on a committee together.
Sure.
I guess you've seen him, right?
No doubt I
have. He's got a beard, and he's 34.
Young man.
And he's been in a wreck, so he walks, with a limp.
Sure. Well,
You
got through Mr. Butler to me, or what was you there thinking?
Well, see, Robert, I was scared you might not do it. And so I called Mr. Butler and I said, Mr. Butler, I need somebody. And I told him what it was for and everything, and he knew Dr. Foster.
Yes.
And so I told him what I wanted and everything. I said, do you think Robert Taylor might do that? And he said, well, I don't see why he wouldn't. And I said, well, I sure would like to have him because he's the only one I know, you know, that would fit this thing.
Yeah.
And so he said, well, he didn't see why you wouldn't do it. And so that's the way I got to.
Well, I'm glad there's nothing much I can do or know to do, but...